Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Gentlemen, we are back live here on the Alex Jones Show, and we got loaded phone lines. We got Info Warrior, we got Robbie, we got Andrew, Tim, Lone Wolf, James, Aaron, Connor, Control Demolition, and John. I'm going to get to every one of these callers in this hour. Let's go to Aaron in FEMA Region 6. I'm glad you told us about Bill Gates and an elite meeting of globalists happening in Britain, and we confirmed it's happening, and it looks like there's a lot of protesters there right now pointing out that Bill Gates should be arrested for his bioweapon attack.
Yes, sir. I kind of connected the dots this morning when I saw a happy anniversary. Today is the 2-year anniversary of the Event 201 pandemic simulation. So I find it rather odd that they're meeting again on the same date. What do you think they'll be talking about at this meeting?
Oh, no doubt they're planning, because the center of the web is London. They're planning the next attack they're about to launch and deciding on whether or not they're going to implement it. In fact, a lot of them have been acting like they may not go with the next phase. I think Gates is probably there saying, no, launch the attack, because, you know, he's fallen from favor. He was field marshaling a lot of this, but about 6 months ago, they started pulling him back because he was hurting their agenda as a symbol of evil, because we'd exposed him, you'd exposed him, others had exposed him. And then remember what Boris Johnson said last year. He said, Bill Gates, when I am the head of the G8 for 2021, when we have the rotating year every 8 years, he said, Bill Gates will be the shadow head of the G8. I will do what Bill Gates says. So I'm glad you raised that point. You just reminded me that Boris Johnson said Bill Gates is in charge of the G8.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad that we're putting these pieces together. I'm not sure if you saw that Gates' daughter got married this weekend to a Egyptian equestrian. So just all these kind of coincidences and things going on just raise a lot of red flags for us.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, just more globalist insider families intermarrying with quote, an equestrian. Oh, he's not from a rich, super powerful family. Just like Anderson Cooper isn't the heir to three of the richest families in the world. No, he owns nothing. If you look up his wealth, he owns nothing. He has nothing. He's a saint. He's an angel. It's you that's going to own nothing and have nothing as well, they tell us. So very, very interesting. Aaron, thanks for the call. Thanks for the points. Yeah, guys, look that up. I remember it was like over a year ago. He goes, Boris Johnson says Bill Gates will advise the G8. Bill Gates will be shadow minister on G8. It was something like that. And in the article, it's quotes of him saying, Bill Gates has done such a great job of the pandemic and leading forward. He's going to help us next year with the ongoing systems. When we control the G8, he'll be my main advisor. I mean, wow. Talk about kissing Gates' ass. So I'm going to go to break in a minute and a half. We've got a long segment coming up. I'm not going to go to callers yet because I don't want to cut you off. Who's up next year? Connor's got a question from California. What will we do to educate the children about tyranny? Man, that's a really important question, a place I've dropped the ball, even my own children, because he's like, how do you tell them all this horrible stuff? But if you don't, the school's going to do it, the system's going to do it. And we've got controlled demolition. Let's talk about mainstream conservatives against Fauci, but taking the vax. Info Warrior wants to talk about it's time to pull the bullhorn. It's actually bullhorn. My eyes are failing. It's time to bullhorn and protest. I totally agree. Robbie in Florida, father got the Pfizer shot, died months later. Sorry to hear that, Robbie. We'll go to you. Andrew's in Texas, healthcare worker on the COVID vax. Tim, 1776 Worldwide, Gate Foundation protest. Lone Wolf, vaccine passports in big cities. James, CNN, hit piece, aired last night on Alex Jones. Oh, I didn't know that. I can't even keep track of all these. John Oliver attacking, too. A whole bunch of damn lies. Jones is crazy. He claims there's cures for COVID. Yeah, it's called your immune system. There's no such thing as any cure for COVID. Only the vaccine will protect you. Look at Colin Powell or Hank Aaron or so many others. Look what it did for them. At the time of cutting this announcement, it is the morning of Sunday, October 17th. And that means there is less than 48 hours left to take advantage of our emergency mega blowout sale that is tied directly to the supply chain breakdowns happening across the world by design for the Great Reset. As the central banks attempt to bankrupt the mainline economy, to consolidate it, then to move in with the quadrillions of fake currency they have to buy up what's left of the infrastructure that they don't already control. This is economic warfare. And so InfoWars is under attack like every other pro-American independent organization, and we need funding. And so, despite the fact we're running out of a lot of our best-selling products, I'm still offering them at huge sale prices because I need to move them out to get the capital in. So take advantage of this sale. It's only running until Monday night at InfoWarsStore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
So, for the last 2 hours, I asked the question, why are conservative leaders like Rand Paul and Ted Cruz and other people that I think are great people and super smart, I know they are, why are they talking about the Davos Group and major corporations announcing world government, world IDs, that they're going to have carbon taxes on? They're not announcing it. It's launched. It's going on. I mean, world government taking over, world government pushing congresses and legislatures aside, absolute total tyranny. And remember what he said 3 weeks ago. I played the clip like five times. John Kerry, the climate czar, was asked on national British television, what are you going to do about the fact if you pass carbon taxes in the U.S. and Republicans just regain the House next year? He said, we don't care. We're doing this through the corporations and the U.N. They're implementing it. Nothing will stop us. That's the quote. It's going to happen. I mean, man, guys, this is so bad. Even if you're willing to pay the $1.5 trillion in taxes that are selectively only put on certain companies, it is designed to create a post-industrial world and replace stuff with things that don't work. So this is very, very serious. And they wear their stupid mask when they're on TV, but when he's on a plane, he doesn't wear it. So they're rubbing everyone's faces in all of it. And now, Colin Powell died of COVID complications after taking the COVID injection. We got callers on that same subject, Robbie and others. But right now, let's go ahead and talk to James. Let's go ahead and talk to James from Texas. CNN hit piece aired last night on Alex Jones. I didn't know that. There's so many hit pieces. CNN doesn't have very many viewers. So what is 500,000 libtards watching? But it's important because they're the mouth of the establishment, and it shows they're really mad at me. They attack me every week that I know of. Media Matters attacked again. And John Oliver does have a big audience on HBO. He came out today, sickening evil hit piece, saying that not only should Alex Jones be fully taken off the air, everyone else like him should be. Then he goes, this guy's the Vietnamese Alex Jones. This lady's the Hispanic Alex Jones. We need to silence them. And all they say is, Communist China controls Biden. America's being sold out. The COVID vaccine's causing damage. I mean, all that's true. But even if it was a lie, they should have the free speech, right? I mean, John Oliver lies all day. But see, he works for the power structure. So let's talk to James in Texas. Tell me about this CNN hit piece so I can find it.
Yeah, can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
I'm just making sure. So they had a guy on there last night that said he was a student that did the filming with you at Bohemian Grove and was showing images of Bohemian Grove. He even mentioned the cremation of care ceremony and said it was all done by a bunch of rich people.
I don't know how that's a hit piece.
No, they were going after President Trump. They had David Hogg on doing interviews and all kinds of stuff.
But what show was it?
It was like 9 or 10 o'clock last night on main CNN channel, because whatever was on Fox, I switched channels because I wasn't interested.
Sure. I mean, I don't even know what that means. Who said they snuck in Bohemian Grove with me?
They said the guy was a student that you had him. He was the one doing the filming for you or something like that.
That is a complete lie. I shot the video in there in that little fanny pack I had on. That is total BS. Wow. So there's, I mean, all they do is lie anyway, so God knows what they'll do next. I mean, the stuff they do, the stuff they say, it's just mind-blowing. Well, what were they saying about Bohemian Grove?
They were actually showing images of it and showing the fireworks and stuff going off while they were all standing there. It was a more clearer picture, image of it than I've ever seen.
Yeah, there's a tweet about it. CNN's Lisa Lang did a show, This Is Life, on conspiracies and on Q and the John Birch Society, looking for communists, and the message hasn't changed. It shows the rise of Alex Jones. This show was a wake-up call. I mean, the John Birch Society, if anything, they haven't been active enough the last 20 years. They're great people. Everything that John Birch founder said 65 years ago, 70 years ago, came true. And they said communist China will take over the world. They said the Vietnam War is a wrong and a fraud. They said that the leftist anti-war movement, CIA controlled and dialectic. They exposed false flag terror. They exposed the plan for global government, UN world government carbon tax. First time I ever read about that was like 30 years ago before I was even on air from the John Birch Society. So there, I mean, what do you make of this, James, that world government is out in the open? I mean, I know I spent 2 hours on one story. I have hundreds and hundreds of incredible things, but isn't it a big deal that the mark of the beast has been announced by the Fortune 500, the merchants of the world, as the Bible says, through the UN, through the Davos Group, with a carbon tax to track you in lifetime through the vaccine passport? It's official now, being rolled out. Is that not incredible, sir?
Yes, it is. The veil is being lifted. It's just like it talks about in the Bible, about the truth being lies and the lies being truth.
What else did you notice about the show?
Like I said, they were going after Trump, had a long interview talking about David Hogg and going on about his sister being there at the school and everything else. Went on about him leaving the school and coming back. You know, we actually met and had a conversation, but it's been like 30 years ago. This is only the second time I've spoke to you. It was at a high school in Fort Worth. It was my senior year of high school. I was fresh out of basic training.
Well, I have stomped around Fort Worth and places, but I don't ever remember. I didn't go to school in Fort Worth, so I went to school in Dallas and the rest of the time in Austin. But God bless you. I appreciate your call, James. Small world. All right. Let's go ahead and talk to Andrew in Texas, healthcare worker on the COVID vax. Then we'll talk to Robbie. Go ahead, Andrew. Thanks for holding.
I'm going to just go ahead and speak on what you were talking about, why they won't say, they being the constituents, the congressmen, these people in high profile about the Davos Group and Agenda 2030, because they know better. They don't have the cojones you have, and they know if they say something, they're going to disappear. Senator Cruz just passed away with a such and such. That's what I think. I heard David Webb. I heard a caller calling David Webb, Patriot, XM. And then this caller called in and said, look, I'm going to tell you, David Webb, he started talking about Davos Group, Agenda 2030. He started talking about, and David stopped and said, look, man, I'm not into conspiracy theories. These FEMA camps, all they're doing there is just, they're keeping supplies in those places. Dismissed it. And that's the reason why they don't talk about the Davos Group, Agenda 2030. Nobody wants to talk about it because it's the truth.
Well, they do have them full of supplies, and now they've announced that during the next pandemic, they're going to put the healthy children in them and take them from families, that image of children being taken. And they'll probably give them back. But the point is they're setting the precedent that we're all prisoners. I mean, look at this. All over the world, they're saying from Latin America to Europe, you don't have a shot. You can't go to the grocery store. They scan the QR code before you can go in the store. The doors won't open, and if you don't do it, you're arrested. That's slavery. That's here. That's happening.
And to speak on that, and I called originally is because I'm in the medical field. I'm gonna get a little quiet because I'm in an office. I'm in a medical field. There was two of us when the mandate came down from the correspondence. There was no policy. We just got an email that said by this day everybody has to have vaccination. You can upload it to the portal. Those who don't want the vax, you can do a religious, which I took, and my buddy in Arizona took. And or a medical exemption. Now, my doctor wasn't going to do it, even though I had heart surgery. 2012, he said, nope. He said, I recommend the CDC, sir. Go get your shot. Not going to do it because my dad took it, got True. Never had cancer. Died. My ex-wife's dad got it. 3 days later, died. Dead. Gone. So
well,
I
look how it worked out for Colin Powell.
I mean, they're not going to say that, though, right?
I mean, maybe Matt Drudge is running the Drudge Report again or whatever, because it's been better lately. Look at that. Most media will not point out he was fully vaxxed, but the Drudge Report does. Colin Powell, dead from COVID, fully vaxxed, was fighting cancer.
It's terrible. But real quick, Alex, if we are in Texas, I'm in Texas, the so-called president or the chief, you know, whatever he's the chief of, the stolen election, if he just put out correspondence or an email, not an executive order, and Governor Abbott said, I'm going to put an EO out. Well, who trumps who, and how does that work?
Well, that's a constitutional question of the courts, but if it's a state's rights issue and constitutional, the state would trump the federal executive order. I mean, look, Trump tried to stop the illegal aliens running around in the sanctuary cities. The cities just ignored him. So we can do the same to the globalists with their puppet president. I appreciate your call. Okay, I'm going right to Robbie and others when we come back. Please stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? going through a divorce. Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Into a bunch of domesticated jellyfish, and now the globalists are making their move on humanity. And yeah, it's easy to get mad at the dumbed-down masses and say they get what they deserve, not being informed and fighting back, but the children don't deserve that. God's watching. God wants us to stand up and do the right thing, and we will. We will bring the new world order to justice. They're not in power because they're good people. They're in power because they're corrupt and willing to do it, and they have a drive to dominate and kill. It doesn't mean they're going to succeed. It means they can't help it. So we need to stop acting like they're the authorities. They're not. They're trying to overthrow the local police because they want to be in control of the police. They want to overthrow our economy. They want to make us dependent so they can enslave us and kill us. That's the whole left ideologies. There's too many people. Then they want you to take a shot because they love you and they care about you. Let's go to your calls quick now. We've got a lot of amazing callers. Like one of the callers just called in. I was talking about just incredible stuff about funeral director. Husband's a funeral director. Increased deaths of vax. That's what the National Pathologist Union in Germany said. They said we're seeing a doubling in cancer deaths and a doubling in heart attack deaths. Doubling. And that's what you see in the statistics, too. You look at the numbers we show. That while I'm talking to the caller, show that John Hopkins graphic again, country by country, of right when they give them the shots and then what happens, the death, the disease. I mean, it's incredible. The heart attacks, the cancer. I mean, they did this on purpose. And what did all the top scientists say a year and a half ago before the shots started? They said it'll cause heart attacks and cancer because they knew what the damn spike protein does. It's basically like cyanide in your body. This is just incredible. But see, they know the public can't admit this to themselves. It's too horrifying. All right. Shut up, Jones, and go to calls. Let's talk to Robbie in Florida. Sorry to hear about your father. Tell us what happened.
Alex, you there?
Yes, sir.
Hey, man. Hey, yeah, so my father received his second dose of the Pfizer shot in February, and by June he was passed away. They're saying it's a heart attack. They're saying it's a stroke. Honestly, they weren't sure because they've never seen anything. Whenever he went in there like this, he was in a coma by the time he got in the hospital, and he passed away from an acute myocardial infarction, to be exact. You know, looked up on the search engine, ran by World Health Organization, digiaccess.org. So it's verified, and I get your frustration of when you say, you know, this is all this. We keep repeating ourselves. It's all talking points. I agree, because now my father's dead, and it's just another talking point, so. Something needs to be done about it. People need to get up. They need to get active and really decide what they want to do. Quit standing in the middle of the line.
Well, Darren McBreen put together a few months ago like a five-minute video where they just give prominent people that died from the shot like 3 seconds, and you're looking at hundreds of people that died who are prominent. And, again, the spike protein is particularly bad in black people, because of the type of receptor sites on their cells. They're just a little bit different. And it just so happens. Look how many black people have died that are prominent after they took the shot. I mean, so many. So this is also extremely race-specific. Because, again, also look at the receptor site that black folks have for the HIV delivery system. It's a lot easier for black folks to catch HIV. This chimera virus has the HIV delivery system. And what's incredible is we have the emails of Fauci saying, combine these four viruses from these animals in China that we have, with the viruses we isolated, with the HIV delivery system. I mean, we have him building COVID. It's incredible.
Yep, yep. And, you know, I'd love to know how Colin Powell passed away, because, you know, it was swept underneath the rug that he was fully vaccinated. Well, if we would know the truth of how he died and, you know, the exact reason on, you know, this death certificate, maybe it would show exactly what we already know. But, you know, that's just going to be swept under the rug like everything else.
Absolutely. God bless you, Robbie. And I'm really sorry about your father, but his spirit lives on forever. And sure, I should have asked him. I'm sure his dad thought, hey, I want to be protected. I want to help people. I don't want people sick. They were told you can't spread COVID and it won't hurt you and you're going to be taken care of. He wouldn't believe the lie because he still thought his country and his government was run by good people. We always had some bad people, but now it's run by all bad people at the top or people that are scared. Because, yeah, they come after you, your bank account, your life, they sue you, they try to kill you. But, I mean, they're already killing everybody, so I'm not scared at all what they do to me. Like, I'm super alive right now. I've never been this alive. And it's not because I'm a thrill seeker. I don't jump out of airplanes. I don't rock climb a bunch and stuff because I'm into, you know, daredevil stuff. But if I got to do something and people are doing something evil, I'm going to go up against them. And I don't have any fear of them. I got fear of letting them win. And I wouldn't even call that emotion fear. It is more of a fiery, explosive drive. Let's talk to another person whose father died. Then we'll go to Chelsea in Tennessee. Grant, very sad to hear about your father. Tell us what happened. Grant from California.
Thank you, Alex. First, I want to say Godspeed to you, to Owen, to your amazing crew, who's doing incredible work. I buried my father yesterday morning. He was murdered. He was murdered by the shots. He was living with my sister in Israel, who fought me tooth and nail. I had signed over power of attorney to her. Because she was living with my father, who was having Alzheimer's problems. And I regret doing it now. The one thing I told her is, I said to her, I absolutely do not want him to get any of these shots. I said, you want to do it? That's your choice for yourself. But he's my father as well, and I do not want him to get these shots under any condition. Well, she went ahead and she did it anyway. And his physical condition got worse. She kept reporting. I insisted that she tell me what the doctors say, what the tests say. And every time she would relate information about the test, these were classic symptoms that you reported from your interviews with Sherry Tenpenny and all the other great people about what they found after doing blood tests with people. They were in the blood sites that were published online. And, you know, I knew this was going to happen, but it's an entirely different thing to know and when it actually happens.
Well, in fact, they know that over 65% of people worldwide, it's the same number keeps popping up, that take the Pfizer, get a D-dimer test, meaning they have blood clots. And then it's even higher with Moderna. It's over 80% of people that take the Moderna. It's the really bad one. That's the one Bill Gates totally controls. They take that one. What injection did they give your father?
She didn't tell me. And a lot of people who get these injections, when you ask them which shot you could take, they don't even know. Do you know what the true hallmark of stupidity in people is? Not that they don't know. It's that they refuse to know. You send them the information. You say, look, check the information.
You're right. Listen, we're out of time. God bless you. I'm sorry for your father. Thanks for sharing that testimony. It may save other lives. But does your sister feel stupid now, or is she emboldened? He's gone. A lot of folks, once they kill their family members inadvertently, they still want to admit their wrongs. They can't face the truth. Thank you for the call, sir. All right, we're going to come right back with Chelsea. Husband's a funeral director. Stay with us. We'll be right back. At the time of cutting this announcement, It is the morning of Sunday, October 17th. And that means there is less than 48 hours left to take advantage of our emergency mega blowout sale that is tied directly to the supply chain breakdown happening across the world by design for the Great Reset. As the central banks attempt to bankrupt the mainline economy, to consolidate it, then to move in with the quadrillions of fake currency they have to buy up what's left of the infrastructure that they don't already control. This is economic warfare. And so InfoWars is under attack like every other pro-American independent organization, and we need funding. And so, despite the fact we're running out of a lot of our best-selling products, I'm still offering them at huge sale prices because I need to move them out to get the capital in. So take advantage of this sale. It's only running until Monday night at InfoWarsStore.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's official. World government with a world ID to control human activity has been announced.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Because there's a war on for your mind. See, they just want to slip in that, oh, your cell phone does listen to you even when you don't want it to. Oh, that home assistant is watching and listening to you, and they are calling him now into court as a witness against you. Everything's being recorded. Oh, we do want to promote pedophilia. Oh, we do want to promote open borders and world government. And now the new article by Kit Daniels on InfoWars.com. I called Kit this morning and I said, Kit, you're an awesome writer, a great researcher. I said, I called him like 7 a.m. He picked up. I said, Kit, you notice if you do a search, nobody's talking about the big Davos announcement last week. All they're talking about is the announcement that if you want to travel, you'll have to give blood each time to a new testing system that puts you in a database that Bill Gates and George Soros own. I mean, that's not in the article, but that's who owns it. They go get the UN to approve it. The UN's now the world government. It says that that needs to happen. The corporations then implement what the UN says. Think about that. Since when does American Airlines or United Airlines or Delta get run by the UN? Well, since Congress lets them. Taking over our policy. But the media focused on the blood. Not that the UN standardized, put out its guidelines matching what Davos already created, and then the corporations roll out their new world ID, and it's in everybody's face. What is this we're putting on screen? I just don't know what this is. Oh, it's people protesting Southwest Airlines and trying to make them take the poison shots. And notice we're starting to win that fight because we stand up and take action. That's what it's all about. But getting back to what I was hitting on here, I'm going to go back to your calls. It's just that this is it. This is the enslavement. This is the surveillance. This is the control. And they admit, if we don't like what you do politically, we're going to just turn your phone off. We're going to turn your tracker system off. We're going to turn your chip off. We're going to turn your face scan off. And we're going to totally bankrupt you and then put you in a re-education camp. And they even use the term re-education camp. Don't believe me. Type in Obama, Army document, re-education camp. You'll be on the Army's website. And they opened and have prepared re-education camps for Americans, even using the Soviet Chi-Com term re-education camp. That's a communist term. Army manual for re-education camps applies to U.S. citizens. There it is. We broke that in 2012. People couldn't believe it. The Army sent us that when it was secret. People thought we made a fake document. The Army just quietly released it 11 months later. Yeah. They didn't even care if I told people, as long as they didn't say who they were. I was given that by Army PSYOPs at Fort Hood. Because they built a re-education camp out there. Think they're a little pissed off about that? But those people are all long gone. They got woke people in the Army now, baby. Woo, they're ready to put you in a FEMA camp. Okay, let's go back to your calls. I apologize, I'm ranting. It's just such incredible news. Chelsea in Tennessee, thanks for holding. Tell us about your husband, who's a funeral director, and what he's witnessing.
Hey, yeah. Hey, Alex, nice to meet you over the phone. Chelsea.
Thank you.
So my husband has been in the industry for a very long time, and the last, 8 months has been extremely abnormal for the time of year. Usually in the warmer months, it's not older people that pass away. It's younger because they're outside, they're active, there's accidents. Well, he has seen probably a 60% increase in older people passing since, I'd say, April. And pretty much 95% of them are vaccinated. And if they're not vaccinated, and even if they didn't have COVID when they passed, they're required to put COVID on the death certificate, because the doctors know to sign off on it when it hits their desk. So in the very beginning of all of this, he was told that unless it's a, well, I say he, him is in like the whole funeral home as well. We're told that if it's not a homicide or like a blatant homicide or something like that, that they're required to put COVID as the cause of death. So that's been going on since the beginning. But then this summer, he, like I said, he has seen probably a 60% increase in the ages of 60 to 75 people passing.
Well, ma'am, I would like you, if you don't mind, to get your name and number off air. We won't say who your husband is, but I'd like to, I believe you, but we do this as journalists when we do interviews, verify where he works, what he does, and then have him on incognito like Project Veritas would do, to talk about what he witnesses or what he sees. Now, if he's the owner, he might want to say his name, but that's up to him. But this is exactly what the German epidemiology society came out and said, but also not just the epidemiology, then their other big union, came out, the coroner's union or the pathologist union, and similar things with large national unions in Japan came out and said the same thing. So, yeah, Grand County coroner raises concerns over deaths among COVID cases. And, yeah, I know a lot of medical doctors personally that are quitting at hospitals and places they work and going and starting their own clinics, but they're not ready to go public until they've got their new clinic started. Then they're going to go public because they make them sign non-disclosures where they're told, we know the shots are killing a bunch of people. It's like the Project Veritas nurses and doctors showed. We're not going to tell people it's COVID vaccine killing them. We're going to tell them it's COVID. And so, yeah, and the hospitals are being recorded by the managers who are just corporate operatives to not tell people. So they're now getting you involved in the killing. Isn't that incredible? What else does your husband say about this?
So he basically, it's just, it's unlike anything he's ever seen. He's been in the industry for almost 20 years now, started out like as an apprentice at 19 years old. So it's just, it's unlike anything he's seen. It's a lot of lying. He's even felt like, you know, the company he works for has kind of called him to be somewhat unethical. Thankfully, they're not mandating the vaccine because they're, I think they're seeing what's happening. So they're not mandating on their employees, but they're still requiring their employees to follow the procedures and protocols that we know to be unethical. He had a family a little over a year ago. The gentleman committed suicide. He did have COVID at the time of the suicide, and my husband was required to put down COVID as the cause of death. Similar thing, he had a family where the person died in a car accident. COVID, he had to put COVID down as the cause of death. So it's just, it's crazy. He's been seeing it since the beginning of it. The numbers are so far skewed, it's not even funny. One lady, she was like in her 80s. She had cancer, had COVID, survived it, passed away 6 months later. What do you think they put down as the cause of death? COVID. So it's just, it's unlike anything I've ever seen, he's ever seen before. And just like you said, it's causing people to want to get out of the industries they're in, especially, you know, if they're Christians and want to do the right thing. And that's kind of where he's at. I even have a friend who's a nurse in Nashville, and she's about to quit her job. She's on maternity leave now. But when she gets done, she's quitting because she flat out told me they're killing people at the hospital she works at. So it's creeping into a lot of professions and a lot of industries.
Well, they call it uncommon. I personally know it's more than 50 people that have lost loved ones, young and old, after they took the shots. It's always blood clots, heart attacks, cancers. And then I know hundreds of people whose themselves or family, like Roger Stone's wife, took the Pfizer shot, took the second one, and 3 weeks later got a big tumor under her arm. And they said, yeah, it's the vaccine. I mean, this is not a vaccine. This is a death shot, as Dr. Zelenko says. Well, ma'am, God bless you. I'm going to put you on hold. And if you'd like to get us in contact with your husband off record, we'd love to interview him on air. We won't say where you're from or where you're at, but we'd like you to, you know, talk to Rob Dewar, one of the crew members here, and, you know, call us with a FaceTime or something and, you know, show us your ID or something so we can, you know, see that you are who you are so we can say, hey, we have a fellow that runs a funeral home, an embalmer, whatever you call them technically, so that they could, an undertaker. Have your undertaker husband on. That's an important job and a hard job. We appreciate it. All right, we'll be right back with more calls, a bunch of other crazy stuff they want to bring up. Big Brother doesn't want this heard. They hate this show existing. They're hopping mad because it gives you a voice.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Thank you. Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Some in the next hour of the Joe Cilinda Tech Show. We've had incredible callers. I'm sure we've got more to come. I'm going to try to race through your calls as quickly as I can now to get to everybody that's on the board. And then, of course, the War Room's coming up at 3 p.m. Central today. Three more hours of guests and calls and time to really talk about things and get your testimony out there to millions of people. Believe me, you're having a big effect doing that. And a lot of times I feel even dirty just being on air talking about all this evil when at a certain point I'm like, we better march on these folks. But you got a bunch of dumbed down people in the bureaucracy. They'll think we're attacking them. They're not educated on the globalist takeover and how these corporations control our government yet. And so we've got to get the public educated before we can bring these globalists to justice. And as bad as I feel just talking about it and just protesting and, you know, the rest of it. And I filed a lot of lawsuits on the globalists and had some success. Imagine the other people that know this and decide to not even talk or not even call in or not even warn anybody. The bottom line is they're pissed because of therapeutics. You've been telling people about zinc and D3 and vitamin C and iodine and all these things that boost your immune system. You've been telling folks about ivermectin and all these things. That's why they're so angry, because they're not able to get the death toll they wanted. They're just getting the death toll from their poison shots. So it's a very, very incredible time to be alive right now. But believe me, you calling in and telling your stories about how you lost loved ones and things, that's waking people up. That's changing the narrative. So thank you for taking something evil and like God does through you, transmuting good out of that evil. That's what God does. Okay, let's go back to your calls. Who's been holding the longest here? Is it Controlled Demolition or is it Info Warrior? It's Controlled Demolition. You're on the air. Welcome.
Alex, how you doing? God bless you. We love you so much.
Love you too.
Hey, listen, man, we went to a taping of the Mike Huckabee show recently here in Tennessee, and it was a great show, but he had a lieutenant governor on that was from Arkansas, and they were talking about their opinion on the vaccination, and Mike Huckabee said, well, you know, I went ahead and got the vaccination because that's what my doctor recommended, and but then before that, he was challenging Dr. Fauci on, you know, he was bringing up points about not to listen to Dr. Fauci. But I just thought it was incredible that, you know, just like Rand Paul, he can't just come out against it and just stand up like you've been doing the whole time.
Well, look, Huckabee is very well spoken and comes off as a great guy. And I know my friend Chuck Norris loves him and says he's the best guy ever. But Huckabee was even for forced inoculations of children. They still buy into the medical system and trust the doctors. It's not doctors making the decisions. It's Bill Gates and the UN and the globalists. And so Trump made the same mistake of trusting the system, not realizing that it's that bad, or trusting Milley and thinking the Pentagon leaders are patriots. They're not. The bad guys have been put in all the major positions. Here's an example. This just came out. John Roberts slammed for deleting tweet claiming death of Colin Powell raised new concerns about vaccines. Well, yeah. How'd he die of COVID if the vaccine doesn't work? Or did the vaccine kill him? Which we already know it's linked to. So then he gets scared and deletes that, and now he's under fire for that. Because you're not supposed to criticize the shots. God bless you. Thanks for the call, Controlled Demolition. Info Warrior in Washington, welcome.
If you go on Amazon right now, you can get your very own bullhorn for $50. You can go out on the street and you can tell people these stories. Don't aggressively yell at people. Tell them that your parents just died. Cry. They will listen. You will have a crowd of 100 people right in your grocery store if you tell them your parents just died if you have a blowhorn.
I totally agree. And, you know, that's something we should sell, because that's something listeners always, and we need to be able to sell things to stay on air, is we could buy in mass really good brands of bullhorns, but they're all made in China. I'm sorry. I've even bought bullhorns that are made, like, in America, and they cost twice as much. I bought one that isn't as good as the ones made in China. Cost me $300 versus a $50 one from China. But, you know, some things just aren't made here. But, yes, everybody should get bullhorns. They should get loud ones. And they should go out and educate people. Absolutely.
Yes, please listen to me, because this is the year of the blowhorn. Because if it isn't, next year is the year of the gun. And you know, they have taken jobs from everyone. Christmas is going to be hard. You wait till January comes. When 3% of Americans finally stand up, it is going to be devastating, and they will not have blowhorns, and they will not cry. Please, it is the year of the blowhorn now.
You're right. It's the year of the bullhorn. I appreciate you. God bless you, and that's a great point. If we won't activists now, if we won't get in the streets now, if we won't speak up now, if we won't picket now, if we won't do banner hangs now, if we won't call and talk radio now, if we won't go to the state house now, if we won't protest now, we never will. That's why they're demonizing January 6th. So they're making such a big deal about it and exaggerating it and calling it the worst thing in U.S. history and other preposterous crap, is they're scared of us marching peacefully. They want to demonize the million people that showed up peacefully, using the few hundred that were violent and the few hundred others that got waved in by police. And that video will be on the War Room today. It's 40 minutes. It just came out in one of the court cases. They've got, you've heard, 12,000 hours of footage from the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of cameras in there from that day. They just released 40-something minutes, and I was watching it during the break. It's police opening doors for people and waving them in. New Capitol video contradicts Justice Department's media narrative on January 6th. We're getting that article up on Infowars.com, but it is incredible. And, I mean, I was looking at 40 minutes of it, just scanning through it. It was just like them waving them in, them opening the doors, them telling them go in. And these are people charged who just didn't even know what was going on. Others broke in. Then they ordered the police to stand down. They walk in peacefully. And this is just some of the footage. Some of the footage I saw is them opening the doors for them. I mean, wow. And these people, some of these people are still in jail. When Democrats burned down buildings and then the vice president, when she was running, bailed people out that burned down buildings and beat people. She bailed them out and the charges were dropped by the Justice Department. $2 billion in damages, but people that were waved in by police are still in jail 9 months later. Good Lord. All right, let's jam in another caller here. Who is up next? Let's talk to David in Alabama. David, you're on the air. Go ahead, sir. And then I'll go to Yim.
Hello, Alex. How are you doing today?
Good.
Well, I'm calling because I'm a pretty private individual, well-educated, old man. But I've been doing a lot of research on NATO because in the month of July, August, NATO established its first U-Ever command center on U.S. soil in Virginia. In the midst of all that's going on, NATO comes over here and supposedly has a joint operation with the reconfirmed Second Navy that just came back out. And you can find some delightful information about it. It's NATO OTAN, Science and Technology Trends 2020 to 2040. And it will scare the living hell out of you. It goes anything from biochemical to augmenting the body. And I will give you one page of statement. You'll give me just one second.
Yes, sir. And do me a huge favor, David. You turn your radio down or off because I want people to be able to hear you.
Sure. All right. And on page 103, it specifically states, and this is what got me, is interfacing these devices with biological systems will offer new treatment methods for neurological diseases, but it will improve interface mechanisms between the brain and electronic devices for better control.
That's right. In fact, sir, I meant to get to this today, and I'm glad you called. I get so busy, I didn't. I'm going to shoot a special report on this, I promise, because it's so important. I was always told by the top experts, and even people that have been inside the British government and the U.S. government at the highest levels, that NATO is going to be the head of the world government. NATO runs the child kidnapping, NATO runs the drugs, and NATO runs the U.N., and NATO's behind the U.N., and NATO is what's already taken over the U.S. and ran the coup, and ran the coup against Trump, and ran the election fraud. And so really the only power centers now is NATO, China, and Russia. Those are the three power structures now. America's basically, in the eyes of the globalists, is conquered and is done. They're now just bankrupting us and mopping us up in their views.
I would agree with that. I would definitely agree with that. But you know what? NATO's here because it even talks about on places of crisis where they will go and what they will do.
Absolutely. No, I mean, it's going to be not UN troops that take over America, but NATO troops. And then the UN's in charge of everything else. God bless you. Powerful call. Glad he held for that. All right. I'm getting to everybody. I'm getting to John in California, Tim in Washington, and others straight ahead. And then Gerald Celente, stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.